Recovery 101, Recovery Bites, Recovery 101, Recovery Bites, Recovery Bites, Recovery Bites.
We dug into the vault for that one. That was Stephanie with the Recovery 101 jingle from yesteryear. Welcome to Recovery 101.
That might have been the day before yesteryear.
It could have been multiple yesteryears, actually, now that I think about it.
Back when the show had a different title.
It was Recovery 101 Recovery Bites.
Yeah, B-Y-T-E-S.
Yes. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAFAIRCMA, the Oscars.
You want to speak for the Country Music Awards?
No. Or Crystal Meth Anonymous.
Or Chronic Masturbators Anonymous.
Yeah, we don't hold hands after the prayer. Yeah. And if you do, it's kind of like...
Silly putty?
Cheese. Like warm
okay,
cheese.
Gross. You know what? I just ate. Can we not go there? At least not until I've digested.
Okay.
All right. You let us know when...
When that is, so we can go there.
What, about 15 minutes?
Yeah, probably.
You know, an hour.
An hour?
Wow.
It takes an hour for food to get
there. Next show.
Yeah, so next show...
We'll come right
it's
back with
it. It's on from the beginning. It's on like Donkey Kong. So how was your day, Shelly? You're on Lent.
Yes, so Sunday is a day of rest from Lent.
What? How,
I don't know.
How
don't
does
ask
that
me.
Work?
I could look it up. I used to know, and I should look it up again. There's a reason why Sunday's not part of Lent. Yeah.
So
what is it about lending that so?
Lent. Lent. The Lenten season. Yeah. Yeah. I actually did not go to church today. I've still got wonky vision from the prednisone, so couldn't drive. And then you needed to take my car, so.
So, did you go to that which is the Grand Burger?
That was the highlight of my day. A friend, Mark, took me to lunch at Grand Burger. Oh. I don't know. You know, since I've quote-unquote discovered the burgers there like a couple months ago, I don't think I would ever eat a burger anywhere else.
Discovered the burgers at Grand Burger a few months ago?
Yeah. I never really ate there before.
You grew up around here, didn't you?
I know, but, well, I've lived here for 20 years, but...
That's enough.
I never really ate there before.
Oh, my God.
And you know what you would probably find? There are a number... In Southern California, there is a bunch of these hamburger places that are a la Grand Burger that, you know, for a while, when they first came around, these were the guys making the 99-cent breakfasts and stuff, and it's like... A lot of those guys make really good burgers. There's one right up on San Bernardino Road called Covina Burger.
I've never eaten there either.
They make, Grand Burger's fantastic. There's no doubt about it. It's a great hamburger place. But the Covina Burger is like that as well.
There's JB Burger on, is it Lark Ellen or is it Vincent?
Never eaten there either.
Yeah.
Do you remember Wolfie Burgers?
Yeah. There's Alpha and Omega right over on Citrus.
Well, and Alpha Omega makes a hell of a burger, too.
Golden Ox in Pomona. I mean, they're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them like that.
Why would you ever go to... Here's what I don't get. Go to a Grand Burger for the same $10 that I would get like a Big Mac combo for. I'm getting this burger and fries and a iced tea.
Yeah.
Why would you go to McDonald's?
Well, and if you order the...
Why?
I don't know.
If you order the zucchini, the fried zucchini...
Oh, geez.
Don't get a large.
Unless you're feeding five people.
Yeah, we ordered one, and it came, and it was like this platter.
Yeah, it's a bag.
Yeah,
it's a whole bag.
Huge. Yeah. It was huge.
We got these giant burgers, and we're looking at the zucchini going, wow, that was we immediately regret that decision.
This was way overkill, wasn't it? It's like, it's like Bruce going to Red Hill Cafe for breakfast.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't even want to make burgers at home. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah.
It was good. How was your day, Mark?
My day was good. I went to church this morning and then went to Brandon's Diner for a little brunch afterwards.
To where?
Brandon's.
Where's that?
In Ranch Cucamonga. So.
What street?
Right on the corner of Carnelian and Baseline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a Smart and Final there. And
yeah. I mean, I don't remember where the actual place is, but yes, I know where.
See, you talk about these places in Cucamonga. The problem is when I moved from Cucamonga, mm-hmm. there was still damn all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all. So
there
was
nothing
all,
there.
Oh, yeah.
It was tons and tons and tons of
tons
dirt.
And tons
half
and tons.
Dead grapevines.
Well, and there were a lot of orange groves up toward the foothills because the house we lived in, we lived on an acre and we had 18 orange trees in our backyard. Well, because they were part of the original grove.
The awesome thing back where Mark lives now is like back in the day, like let's say in the mid to late 70s,
uh-huh.
there was lots of grapes out there that were not even near dead. And
yeah, you just got to
like
pick them.
You could go out there and fill up a pickup truck with grapes if you wanted, and nobody said anything because none of the wineries where all the grape things were. There was no one even there. I mean, you could just go up there and you could go up, stop by the side of the road and reach out and grab enough grapes for you, your family, and all your family's friends in like 5 minutes.
Without getting out of the car, basically.
Probably. Yeah. Well, we lived kitty corner from the Tolstoy Vineyard, which wasn't actually a functioning vineyard because we moved in 78.
Yeah.
And they would put wheelbarrows that, because in order to keep, because the birds would come if they just let the grapes rot. And the birds would come, and they didn't want like a million birds pooping all over their house. So they would put wheelbarrows of grapes out for people to come and get.
Well,
and
that makes it easy.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, my mom didn't know that when she stole the grapes one time to make jelly, which never set. And then she felt really bad. She thought it was her punishment for stealing grapes, not knowing that if she'd gone to the other side of the house, there
yeah,
were free
give
grapes.
Them to you. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes you need to be careful. Like when I was in my fraternity in Oregon, one day, we were going to have this big frickin' corn festival. And we're going to have corn everything. We're going to make corn chowder and corn fritters and just all this stuff. So they send the pledges out to get the corn. And this guy, Bill, who is from Salem, says, I know where there's a cornfield. It'll be real easy. We can get in and out of there. We can fill up an entire truck bed with corn. So we do. We go in there. We bring it back. These guys are making roasted corn and corn chowder. And people are eating the corn on the cob, and they're like, wow, this is really tough. This is really tough corn. And one of the members looks at the pledges and said, where from whence did this corn come from? We said, well, the field's down on the south side of Salem. And he goes, you idiots, that's feed corn.
Yeah.
That's the corn they grow to give to cows and stuff. They go, that is not for human consumption. And we're like, oh.
Did you guys have a long line to the bathroom?
It was not good.
No.
It was not good at all.
Those corn fritters didn't turn out nearly like you thought they were going to, did they?
No, they didn't.
They had a little crunch to them.
Yeah, but you probably could have used them as a ballistic weapon, though.
Yeah.
It was, they all would always have us do weird stuff like that. The one time they're like, we need firewood. And we're like, we need firewood for the season. So you guys got to go out and bring us back a couple cords of wood. Which, you know, when you've got chainsaws and stuff, it seems like it's going to be easy until you get out there and you realize you've got 11 axes and one chainsaw. You know, so one guy's just carving it up real good. The rest of us are like chop, 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 chop. Yeah, not so fun.
Yep.
You know what that means?
What's this mean, Bruce?
Well, that means that it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Tight dudes.
All right. Let's see here. We have.
We have?
Wait, we
you
have.
Become German all of a sudden?
We have.
We have to what?
We have shout-outs to Sally, Bill, Elizabeth, Fran, Alexandria, Viviana, Greg, Scully, Donald, Natalie, Carol, John, Joey, James, Ruby, Dan, and Stryker.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ruby, Dan?
Ruby.
Oh, Ruby.
Ruby, comma,
Ruby,
Dan,
Dan,
comma.
And yes. Stryker. Okay, yeah. I thought it was Ruby, Dan. I'm like, that is quite a name. So who's Ruby?
I'm not sure. I'm wondering if, because, okay, I see that Ruby has become a follower of our podcast. My mother's alter ego is Ruby. She has a Facebook account under the name Ruby.
So tonight's topic is mothers in recovery?
So there is a possibility, unless, you know, Ruby may comment on this show and say, actually, no, this is Ruby from such and such a place. I'm going to go based on the assumption that my mother has started following the show. Because my whole childhood growing up.
How many shows do we have to take down now that she's listened?
Most of them.
You always knew that mom had had enough when she started singing. She's painted up her lips and rolled and curled her tinted hair. Oh. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Actually, the first three stories I found, I bookmarked them this week. This story's out of New York. Marshall Hetchler, 32, and his girlfriend, 23-year-old Magdalene Herbert, were arrested.
That is a weird name.
Were arrested in Central Park this week. The police received a bunch of 911 calls that there were people acting odd in the park. Now, this is New York, so if they're getting phone calls that people were acting odd in the park,
really
they had to
odd.
Be doing something really weird.
That'd be like being in Venice Beach, California, and go, you know, there's a guy acting weird here.
And the cops go,
it's
yeah.
It's Tuesday.
He's dressed in all silver, and he's not moving.
They were reportedly running around in circles.
Talking to themselves?
Jumping up and down, screaming. And witnesses say they kept going back and forth to the edge of the park. They would disappear and then come back. So police went in, searched the area.
Shrooms?
I'm not exactly sure what they were on.
Acid?
They were definitely on something.
Ecstasy?
They were discovered crouched over a homeless man eating his fingers and toes.
Oh.
Bath salts.
Angel dust?
Or bath salts or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were hungry.
Quoting the police officer here, he said, we identified ourselves and asked them to turn around. When they did, their faces were covered with blood, and the homeless man was crying for help.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Isn't it?
Oh.
The zombie apocalypse continues.
What do you charge him with? Oh, you know what?
What?
If that guy had passed away, they could have said he died of consumption.
Okay.
Isn't that, didn't people used to die of consumption, they called it? Back in the day, like in the Old West?
Yeah, that was like alcoholic and tuberculosis. Alcoholism and tuberculosis
well,
is what
it's
they...
it's a new thing now.
Okay, well, yeah. Anyway, on a lighter note...
Yeah, I hope so.
A much lighter
note. It'd be difficult to be on a more bummer note.
In Ohio... In Mount Healthy, Ohio, actually, the police are attempting...
Mount Healthy?
Mount Healthy. It's not that far from Cincinnati, I don't think. Although, the map in my head is really skewed,
Ruby
so don't
Ruby will let us know.
Yeah, Ruby will let us know. Police are trying to identify a man they saw in a store video tape thing. He stole $847 worth of Rogaine.
So they're looking for a guy with long hair?
No, they're looking for a bald guy. Because in the video, basically what they see is the top of his bald head as he makes off with all this Rogaine.
Yeah, that's going to change soon.
Yeah.
There's a window of opportunity to find him.
They'll never find him.
Yeah. The police said they're not sure if he's using the products himself or selling them online.
They're not sure if the bald guy's using Rogaine?
Yeah. I'm thinking, that's not much of a stretch there.
Yeah, I'm saying he's at least going to give it a go.
Yeah.
But I have to wonder, you know, I mean, it's like they say we should temper justice with mercy. So, you know, if a mom goes out and steals a loaf of bread because her kids are starving, are you really going to lock her up for that? No, probably not. This is a bald guy. He's desperate for hair. Are you really going to lock him up for stealing Rogaine?
Yeah. She has a point.
Yeah.
He needs the Rogaine, clearly.
He needed it.
I need money, too, but that doesn't mean I can go rob the bank.
Well, there is that point. Well, you could.
I mean, I don't want to mince words or anything.
You could, as long as you were willing to go to jail.
Yeah, if I was a Christian existentialist, it'd be fine. You do anything you want as long as you're willing to pay the price.
All right. This story out of a Waffle House in Georgia, Dawsonville, Georgia.
That's probably a good Waffle House.
I'm betting.
It's a really good Waffle House if you're a meth addict.
Do they serve chicken, too?
I'm sure they do.
Chicken and waffles? Which
so what happened?
Which never fails to make me wonder who the F came up with chicken and waffles.
Well, not Don Evans. Don Evans came up with spiking her fellow employees' drink cups with methamphetamine liquid.
That makes them work faster.
Work faster?
No, actually, she managed to severely overdose one of her fellow employees who had to be taken to the hospital and was in critical condition for several days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's dosing him up with like...
He's still in the hospital.
A gram at a time or something.
It doesn't say in the story how much she put in his cup.
Does it say why?
No, it doesn't say that they questioned her or why. They just said that when they saw her doing this on the surveillance footage, you know, back in the kitchen, because they have cameras, they immediately fired her and she was arrested.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
So I don't know why.
Might need to follow up on that story.
Yeah,
I'm
sure there will be.
As to why.
I would be interested to know why.
She's
too.
Obviously not an addict though, because an addict wouldn't be giving her drugs away like that.
Yeah.
Especially not enough to OD someone.
Right.
Of course, you know, I don't know, in eating it, I don't know what would be, like, you know, if you slammed a half a gram at good speed, you'd probably be dead. So, you know, I mean, overdose, maybe eating, maybe half a gram, who knows. But that's a lot to give away.
Well, with however much it was.
25 minutes of good using right there.
The guy's cup that she put it into, he was pretty much instantly comatose on a ventilator for the first 3 days. So it was enough to really.
Ooh, wow.
Oof.
Yeah. He's still in recovery, so.
She apparently is not.
Apparently not. Okay, Bill sent us this story. This was so cute. I thought it was just adorable. I went, aw.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, this is Madero Rancho. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's somewhere in California.
Probably.
Yes. The police got an interesting phone call, and they thought at first, when they got the phone call, that whoever was calling the station was high on some kind of drugs because they were reporting a runaway unicorn.
Aww.
Then they got another phone call from the person who actually owned the runaway unicorn.
And what is it actually?
Sandra Boos, she's a photographer. She owns a pony, a white pony, and she puts... A unicorn horn on it for little girls' parties, and puts like sparkles and glitter and stuff on the horse, and it's got pretty mane and everything. It's a cute little pony, and the little girls can take their picture with the unicorn. It's princess unicorn parties. Well, the unicorn decided that it had enough and went herring off down the road, tied up traffic, all sorts of things going on. You're driving down the street, a unicorn runs across the street. What are you going to think?
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
I'm going to Instagram it.
I know. It's like, did I just see what I thought I saw? What the hell? I mean, finally what happened was a friend of hers who owns another horse went and got on her horse and to attract the other horse because they're friends. The horsies are friends. And they managed to get the unicorn back into custody.
Was she able to get off of her high horse?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Elizabeth sent this one in, White River Junction, Vermont. This is one of those stories where you go, wow, okay, maybe we should not tell our kids what we're doing all the time. Vermont is apparently not a medical marijuana state. Detective Jennifer Frank received a notification from a school that an 8-year-old boy had told his teacher and officials that he was very excited because he was going to get to help his mother's boyfriend grow the special medicine that can cure anything at all.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's an awe story. Aw. Aw.
He's helpful. He's like a Boy Scout.
I know. He was very excited when he told his teacher that he got a new job at home and he was going to be helping out. When the police arrived, they arrested 54-year-old Stephen Mann for cultivating more than 25 plants inside the home in a grow room next to the 8-year-old's bedroom.
Oh. Well, what I always find interesting is, you know, the guy's going to say, well, that's going to be for my personal consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Really? 25 plants. Yeah.
Keep them in rotation.
You know, a good budding plant, you can get a couple pounds of buds off it, which would... For medicinal purposes, it would probably last you a year easy. So he's got a quarter century worth of stuff, but he's going to grow another crop of it this coming year.
Yes. What are you implying, Bruce?
I'm implying that he's going to be selling. he's going to be Dr. Feelgood.
He's just helping people with their pain.
Absolutely.
I just feel bad for the 8-year-old who was all excited at school and then was going to go home.
Job.
Yeah, he lost his job. He had his job for one day. One
his
day.
Teacher messed
you only
it
had
all up.
One job.
You know what? That teacher's job was to prepare him for a career.
Yeah.
And she messed it all up.
She did.
I blame the teacher.
She prepared him for a career as being a
snitch.
A snitch.
Fran sent this one in, Titan's story. Uh-oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Is this real or is it a fantasy?
Oh, life is just a fantasy. Can you live this fantasy life?
That wasn't what I was thinking of. I was thinking, is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Yes.
At any rate, Tennessee Titans news, not good news. Linebacker Keith Bullock pulled in on a DUI charge after he crashed his car into a pole.
No.
Single vehicle crash. He was actually standing next to the car when the cops got there. So he obviously wasn't going fast enough to injure himself.
Some other guy was driving.
Yeah, I just caught up to my car.
I got carjacked. I got carjacked at the bar.
He failed the field sobriety test and refused to sign the implied consent form and refused to take the blood test. So he was arrested and taken to jail.
I got carjacked at the bar.
He said he told the officer that he had had only two beers and was coming from a bar down the road called Losers.
Losers!
Named after the team, obviously.
Why, you such a
oh,
loser.
That's our team.
Was that harsh?
Well,
I think... Or just accurate.
I think at this point it might be accurate. All right. Now, this was sent in by Greg V. Finally, this story
Las
just
Vegas in. Heard from.
And we might want to... It's not exactly pirate costumes, but it's close. This is out of a flight out of Chicago landing in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That's not a very far flight.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
It was going from Chicago to Winnipeg, but had to stop in Fort Wayne.
Okay.
Because Fort Wayne to Chicago's a decent drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could drive it.
Okay. Well, the reason why was because, however this happened, maybe the story was just reported in Fort Wayne. I don't know. Whatever. No, it says it made an emergency landing in Indiana.
Emergency landing.
Yes. Now, I can't find her name. I don't think her name is actually listed in the story.
Mm-hmm. But?
She's a 26-year-old woman. She's 8 months pregnant. They had to take the plane down, and she was arrested by air marshals because, she's 8 months pregnant. She wanted a beer. The stewardesses said, the company policy is we don't serve alcohol to pregnant women. I'm sorry. So she stopped arguing
Michael
on
Bloomberg
it.
Michael Bloomberg on this airline?
I guess so. She stopped arguing with the flight attendants. While they were doing the drink service on the other up the top of the aisle, she went down to the galley.
And made a drink?
Didn't make a drink. She pounded 12 cans of Budweiser.
She wanted a beer.
Wow.
Yes.
She wanted a big beer.
Wow.
Then stripped off her clothes.
Okay.
Then tried to do cartwheels up the aisle.
That's awesome.
Then
I mean, it's horrible what she did as a pregnant mother, but oh my God.
But wait.
So
she's
naked.
Wait,
don't order yet.
I saw her mugshot. The bun, she's got so much hair, the bun on her head was 4 inches above her head. It's hilarious. Uh-huh. Anyway. Then she starts yelling at the other passengers, and she starts going up and down the aisle, caressing their hair and telling the men, hey, baby, want to join the Mile High Club? It's not like I can get any more pregnant.
So when... She was done with all those guys in the bathroom.
No. Nobody followed her into the bathroom. Then, after her couple of rejections, she said, what are you guys, gay? Who wouldn't want this? She said, you are slut-shaming me. Whereupon the air marshal finally got her wrestled to, a naked pregnant woman, how is he going to wrestle her to the ground? I mean, she tried to punch him, so she's already in trouble there.
Oh, yeah.
Because she assaulted an air marshal.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't have a lot of response to that story.
It's like there's so much going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And an air marshal dressed as a pirate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only thing we could add in is if the air marshal was dressed as a pirate. I just love that. What are you guys, gay? You're slut-shaming me.
Yeah. You deserve to be slut-shamed.
Yeah.
We're obviously CPS, not the first ones.
Plus, CPS is going to be at your birth of your child to take the child
away. Yes. Well, yeah, because she's going to be in jail for assaulting an air marshal. Because that's a felony.
Yeah. The drinking part's okay, though. That's up to her.
Ugh. Yeah, but CPS won't think that is.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We are back. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
We're so glad you could attend.
Come inside, come inside.
I love that song. Shelly.
Actually, I just had a flashback to last Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
Because my pastor was singing that as he walked down the hallway in the office.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
He was going to meet somebody. He had an appointment, and he's walking down the hallway singing that.
Pastor Floyd?
Yes.
Floyd strikes me as a Skinnerd kind of guy for some reason.
Well, just maybe because he's from the South, but I don't think so. I mean, he likes all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So, Shelley, you have a book.
That's not the topic.
No, it's certainly not.
We could make it the
topic.
But
instead of putting it at the end of the show where everyone else has turned off the show, you should put it here where someone can hear it.
I do have a book. It's available on Amazon as an ebook for Kindle, or you can read it on your computer or other device just by getting the free Kindle reading app. The book is entitled Shelley Burnett Updated Her Status.
Yes, you did.
And you can go and get it. That would be awesome if you did. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read it for free.
She is, because but you still get paid, right?
You get paid.
Yes, I get paid. Well, yeah, because it's part of the KDP fund thing.
Sweet.
People pay a subscription fee every month, $10, and they can read whatever they want.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. Hey, have we formed our committee yet for, you know, with the book yet? I don't want to interrupt the book part because the book's
important.
No,
we're done with the book.
Have we formed our committee yet for the Recovery 101 convention?
I don't know. How's that going, Shelly?
I didn't know I was in charge of that.
It was your turn.
Oh, well.
What do you mean it was my turn?
Well, welcome. You know what?
What?
As with what you can do in meetings, I would like to nominate Shelly as being in charge of putting together the committee for the convention.
I second. I move nominations to be closed.
Toot, toot.
Choo, choo.
Welcome to the Recovery 101. Welcome to the Recovery 101 Railroad.
Okay. Welcome to Ozzy's train.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, though, if you put me in charge of it, you're going to be very disappointed because I know exactly where I would have it.
Where would you have it?
At the Mirage.
No.
Where?
Oh. My new favorite.
Oh, the D.
At the D in Fremont Street.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not the D.
The Plaza.
The Plaza.
I've never been to the Plaza. How do I know I would like it?
We'll have to go check it out.
Well, it's right by the D.
We can have it at the D. I don't care. Have it wherever.
But he knows someone at the Plaza.
Well, then why isn't he
the
head of the committee?
That means free rooms for everyone.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Don't say that.
Come on, it's Vegas.
And free crack.
Yeah. So, Mark, you have a topic.
Oh, we're going to do mine first?
Yes.
Okay. Our responsibility.
Our responsibility. Now, in what manner, in what way?
Well,
we know there's a lot of ways.
There's
this
a lot
could
of
go.
Ways to do it. The reason it came to mind was I was listening to someone talk about it, and I thought about all the times you and I on this show have talked about God's will for us. And
yes,
you know what? I worked the third step. I turned my will and life over to the care of God. So whatever happens, happens.
Right.
And
must be God's will.
It must be God's will. But what's our responsibility to that? What are we responsible for?
The footwork.
Well, part of the responsibility is asking for God's help and guidance. Mm-hmm. And then once you get God's help and guidance, to do the next indicated step.
Right. The footwork.
Right. Yeah.
Well, okay then.
Well, Shelley was going to ban, but at before the show, there was some discussion. She was going to bash me with something. She's like, oh, wait, I'm going to save it for the show. So now, here we are at showtime, Shelley. Go right ahead.
It's showtime, folks.
At the Apollo.
Yeah, you are always saying, you know, a whole day goes by. You were supposed to, like, I don't know, you're supposed to just make a phone call. Whole day goes by. You've played umpty zillion hours of Candy Crush and Ages of Empires and did not make the phone call. And then when I point that out, you say, well, it must have been God's will. I turned my life and my will over to the care of God. And he obviously did not want me to make that phone call because I sat here and played video games all day. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You turn your will and your life over to the care of God, but if you know you need to make a phone call, you make the freaking phone call. Unless, God's not going to make the phone call for you.
Unless God thought it was okay for me to make it later.
No, that's you still have to do diligence.
Wait.
Due diligence.
Wait. Are you second guessing God now that he doesn't know when that phone call needs to be made? You do not have a very powerful God.
You do not have a clue. There you go.
Of course, my higher power also gives me the ability to exercise free will.
Yes.
Which could fly right in the face with God's will for me.
Yes.
Well, it could. But since he's offering
self
it
self will
up,
run riot. I am going to sit here all day and play Ages of Empires and not make that phone call. That's self will. That's not God's will.
Well, I think God's will was that I made that phone call later. You know what? For all we know, how many times have you heard this? You know what?
You know what?
You got a ticket. But if you hadn't gotten that ticket, you would have been further down the street and you would have been in that huge wreck where five people got killed. Because you never know what God's plan is. So, for some reason, maybe I was going to call and the person wasn't going to be there. Maybe I was going to call and the person was in a really pissed off mood because they just got dumped by their girlfriend. When I called was probably the perfect time that God wanted me to call.
And how do you know that? Because that's when you called.
Because it's God's will.
So, you're saying that...
How about those potatoes?
So, you're saying the fact that I have been completely ineffective and... I've been kind of down on myself lately because I haven't gotten a lot done in the last month. I'm getting back on my regular, standard, strict work schedule on Tuesday, but I was sick for so long, and then I got depressed because I've been sick for so long, so I haven't been very effective. So you're saying that it was God's will that I get depressed and be ineffective?
Your God seems to be different than my God, so I don't know what your God's doing. I thought we were talking about me.
Because when Bruce gets to pick a subject.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. We are talking about Bruce. My bad.
You brought it up about being me. You introduced the, well, when you don't make a phone call and your God.
Because
blah, blah,
you
blah.
Were talking about, me. Because you were talking about, you know, I put turn my will and my care and my will over the life of whatever.
Actually, Mark brought
God,
that
up. God, I can't even say it anymore.
Actually, Mark brought that up.
Okay, potato, potato, whatever.
Two guys sharing one brain?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, two guys sharing, you know, 50 what? 50-something years?
Something. It's getting hard to count now.
57?
Six, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
So
what other things, Mark?
How about our responsibility to, well, we've discussed several times, I think, over the last few weeks, our responsibilities to meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The Thursday night meeting that we were having all the issues with, very first time we did it, we had a guy come in, take a 26-year cake. We had a guy with a few years who spoke, did a good job. We had a number of people show up.
I was very excited.
We have speakers set up for the rest of the month where, I mean, there's a 17-year, there's a 31-year, there's a 26-year, there's a whole bunch. And Stretch, I don't know how many years Stretch has, but he has...
Stretch has a lot.
He's got a few, so...
What I thought was interesting about that meeting is, you know, we put out the call, we need to save this meeting, one of the oldest meetings in the area, blah, blah, blah. A dozen people came.
Uh-huh.
Now, 123 were invited, but a dozen people came, which is good on short notice.
10%.
Of that,
I like to do that as a sales quota.
Of the people in the room, seven of us had been secretary of that meeting at one time or another.
Oh, yeah.
So it was basically the secretaries and a few other people that showed up to help save the meeting. Mm-hmm. Because we're all in the meeting sitting there thinking, yeah, this meeting really saved my life.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. So that and you know, and we do, and we've talked about it quite a bit lately, is we do have responsibility to meetings. We do have responsibility to make meetings run well and to be welcoming for newcomers, because that's what this thing is all about.
Sure.
Helping other alcoholics. How about responsibility in things in our program? I mean, you know, we all have responsibilities to work.
Family.
Gaming. Dead silence. You could have heard
crickets.
A pin drop.
We had an AT&T moment there.
Yeah.
Okay, so responsibility to work.
Yeah.
You got to go.
You got to go.
And you got to do your best while you're there. Try and leave it better than you found it. Be the example.
We're out. Oh, never mind. No. Wrong part of the show.
Take care of you.
Shelly, what do you think? Other responsibilities, what kind of things? How about responsibilities to God?
If you're talking about your responsibility to God, I think my primary responsibility is to myself. Because...
To thine own self be true?
I am put here for whatever the purpose is. If I'm not being responsible with the gift that God has given me, then I'm squandering it. That's not right.
See, my thing is my responsibility to God is trust in whatever direction he wants to take me.
Mm-hmm.
I give my full and complete life over to him every day when I pray. Ask him to remove all my defects every day. And so whatever happens, I'm trusting in my God to help me out.
Your God is a stoner, isn't he?
No. No, my God's
because
super
he lets
powerful,
you, he lets
apparently.
He lets you stay up late playing video games an awful lot.
What makes you think God thinks there's anything wrong with that? You know, God helped out some guy by helping him design that game.
Okay, we're straying from the responsibility topic.
But does it take away from your responsibility in other areas by spending the amount of time doing that?
Do it at night. She sleeps, I game.
And then I get up and he sleeps,
or sometimes,
and I do the housework.
Sometimes I do it at coffee. And sometimes I get up and go to work.
Sometimes you do. That's what you did today.
That's right. And you know what? And today, last night, I'm like, I got the day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
I stay up. Well, actually, I stay up and I do some stuff involved with some things going on with the local city of Covina.
Yeah, oh, that's
reading
be
a bunch of stuff, doing this, looking up all this stuff. And at the end, I said, I wonder if my guilty pleasure show is available to watch, which is Ghost Adventures.
Yes.
Which it was. It was available to watch at 3:15.
So you did.
I watched it, which is about 45 minutes if you get rid of the commercials and everything. So at 3:45, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to get up at like 2.
Yeah, because we're going to record it. We're going to record at 3.
I'm going to get 10 hours sleep. I was up at 9:30 to go to work. Well, actually, I wasn't up at 9:30 to go to work. I just ended up being up at 9:30 and then.
No, you went back to sleep because
I woke
you up at 11:30.
I went back to sleep for a little while. But I didn't get the 10 I was hoping for.
No.
But I was responsible to work. I went to work, did a decent job while I was there. Was responsible to one of my friends when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
he needed some help getting a prescription, and helped him do that and helped him get something to eat. And I was pretty responsible for other people today. Now, Mark, yes. What other types of responsibilities?
Well, staying with the program, responsibility to our sponsees.
Giving direction, being available when they call.
Staying clean and sober.
Taking their call, staying clean and sober for their benefit as well as your own.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard that? My sponsor went out. Oh, yeah. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
I got to tell young guys, like, if you're fairly new around the program, if your sponsor goes out and you stay, kudos to you. Because that's got to be a rough one.
You stay with the sponsor or stay in the program?
I mean, stay in the program.
If you stay with the sponsor and stay in the program, that's really something.
Well, you stay with the sponsor and sponsor him, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey. looks like the shoe is on the other foot.
Yeah.
I think I have a responsibility to my sponsees to make sure that I'm sticking to the book and not getting an ego and trying to sponsor people out of my head, because that's a really bad idea.
How would that look?
That would look me being very bossy and pretending that I get to have any say-so in their lives whatsoever, because my job is not to do that. My job is just to take them through the steps, as is outlined in the literature.
Yeah, but you know what? Is that really all we do?
I try as hard as I possibly can to do that.
So that would be no.
That'd be no. Okay. But with qualifications, I try really hard to do that. And there have been many, many, many times when I've told sponsees, you know what, that's not my field of expertise. I don't, you know, you need to seek professional advice or go to somebody who knows what they're talking about. A parent, a guardian, your spouse, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get involved in all that carry-on.
Yeah. Because being the sponsee is a lot like being a parent. Your only true expertise of parenting is that you were once a child.
True.
So.
Yeah.
So it's about the same thing.
Well, and then there's that mom thing. You know, that third eye thing. You know? It's like every mom has it.
Yeah.
The kid walks around the corner, you're like, I see what you're doing. And the kid's like, you cannot possibly see what I'm doing.
Yes,
put that down. Put it down now. Kid's got a cookie in his hand.
It's like
walk around the corner, he's got chocolate all over his face, and you're like, what happened to that chocolate chip cookie?
Oh.
Nothing.
No.
I saw a meme the other day that said, I love all my kids equally, especially the one that's currently making faces at me behind my back.
There you go. Now, how about... How about civic responsibilities?
What, once we're sober and not creating civic chaos?
Well, not everyone in the program can vote, because there's a lot of felons that are not allowed to vote.
Right.
But I noticed in our city election, the last city election we had in the city I'm in, there's like 21,000 registered voters. And only like 700 people voted.
Wow.
That's really lame.
Yeah.
My thing is always, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain about what happens.
That's right. Well, are you going to run for city council?
I think he is.
I am going to run for city council.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is city council in Covina, they don't even pay anything.
It's okay.
They give you like gas money.
It's a civic responsibility.
You know what?
In this city, it's not a civic responsibility. It's a massive migraine. It's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah, but you can't run for state representative until you run for city council. And then U.S. representative. Bruce wants to be president.
Hell no. I'll run on the I inhaled ticket.
Okay, you really can't run for the presidency. And I'm telling you right now, because I would be the lamest First Lady ever. There would be crocheted crap all over the White House.
That'd be cool.
I would have no platform. I wouldn't want to do crap for anybody, and people would point and laugh. You cannot run for the presidency.
Well, then that must have been God's will.
If you were First Lady, we would have the best library system in the world.
That's true.
See?
That's my platform.
Got her on a platform. All right. you're back on, Bruce.
Yeah, I have no desire to be president. None.
What, you don't want to run the risk of getting shot on a daily basis?
Oh, I'd get capped my first day.
How about dictator?
Dictator,
we already have one.
Yeah, that's true. We have one. Oh, wait. No. Don't get into politics. Stop right now.
It's 'tis the season.
Back up.
We talk about the rain when it's raining.
We didn't even talk about, in the boozy news, we didn't even talk about the Democratic primaries.
No, we're not going to.
We're not going to. She said we're not. Shelley, hey.
Hillary crushed.
The voice
of
reason.
See, his foot is down.
Hillary crushed.
Stop.
And Donald crushed.
It was a double crush. Maybe they have a crush
on each
other.
This show needs a dead man's break.
It's a dead man's party. Doo, doo, doo. Who could ask for more?
Hey, we didn't give an opinion. We just reported the news.
Yeah.
We're fair and balanced.
That's as fair as balanced as you get.
That's right.
Fair, but not balanced. We are not balanced.
Hillary crushed, Donald crushed.
Everybody in this room is completely unbalanced.
Well,
that kind of goes along with the territory.
Yeah, it's part of the program.
So, how about our... I have a good one. For people with problems other than alcohol.
Yes.
Their responsibility to follow their doctor's direction on taking meds. How often have we seen a variety pack of people with, whether it's depression or psychosis or any other number of things it could be, where suddenly they think they're doctor themselves and I don't need to take that anymore, or I don't need to take as much of that, and the next thing you know, all hell's breaking loose.
Yeah.
Shelley used to go to a meeting. Did you go to the Dooley's meeting?
Yeah, for like 2-3 years.
Yeah, did you see evidence
of that?
Bunch of
big trucks?
Yeah. Yeah. The Dooley meeting was pretty much there for people who had fun with their medication.
Isn't that where you put all the meds in a bowl and had a
Skittles party,
yeah. That'd be funny at the Dooley meeting to serve Skittles.
Actually, my sponsor used to say that when she would talk about the meeting, like she would announce the Dooley's meeting in other meetings, and she would say, so, you know, if you got any kind of outside issue, come on down to the Dooley meeting, put all our meds in a bowl, pass them around, have a Skittles party. Yep. She announced it that way. One of the secretaries of the meeting told her she had to stop announcing it that way because somebody took her seriously and came and asked the secretary where the bowl was.
That's funny.
So...
Well, that's
the kind of people that go to the meeting.
That's a dope fiend for you right there. It's kind of like the meme that's got Morpheus what's the movie? Morpheus. And Neo. What is it? I can't think of it.
Matrix.
The Matrix. And he's sitting there and he's got this look on his face. He goes, seriously, did you just take both effing pills? Yeah. I sponsored a guy one time, and he was schizophrenic, and he would stop taking his meds, and just all freaking hell would break loose. And
but
I would tell him.
But the music was awesome.
He played great music. But I used to tell him, I'm like, dude, you've got to take your meds responsibly the way that your doctor tells you to. And he wouldn't. And, you know, and I mean, his life, as a result of that, he was a great guy when he was on his meds. He was a great guy, and he just ended up with just horrible, horrible issues inside his own head and ended up overdosing over it.
I feel bad over some of the things I did to him.
Yeah.
I'd be talking to him. I'd look over his shoulder like 4 times while I was talking to him. I felt kind of bad.
Yeah, you answer the phone, and he's near you. You answer the phone, you go, shh. He's right here. 279. Yeah. The eagle has landed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, but that's the kind of thing that he really believed other people were doing, even
know,
if they
I know
weren't.
I know he did.
We were sitting at coffee one night. Our friends Greg and Fausto are laughing. He goes, "They're laughing at me." I go, "It's Greg and Fausto.
They're laughing at everything."
Fausto just said a joke. They're laughing at the joke. I don't know. I think they're laughing at me. No.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Mark would have killed him. Killed him fast. How about any other things to be responsible for? How about responsible to your health?
Well, that goes back to being responsible for the gift of life that my higher power gave me. taking care of myself. I have a responsibility to myself first.
As we sit here, two diabetics, smoking cigars and eating cookies.
I had a cookie, a singular cookie.
No, you had two.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did, because I handed you one when we first got in here, and I saw you take one a few minutes ago.
Oh,
yes, I did.
Swear to
liar.
Wait, Annie's in denial about it.
No, you know what?
Yes.
No, you know what? I am 100% certain I had a cookie. Yeah. I would, you know what? I would bet that I had one cookie on Elliot's life.
And when did you have this one cookie?
You gave it. Or no, you didn't give it to me. I took it out of the bag. You handed me the bag. I set the bag down and took a cookie out. You never handed me a cookie.
Yeah, and then after
you ate the cookie boozy you news, had in your hand.
After the boozy news, you sat back in the chair, reached down and got another cookie out of the bag.
No.
Yes, and you know why I know that? Because I thought, oh, I wish I'd gotten a cookie when I was over there.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
I ate some of my Parmesan. My Fettuccine Alfredo. I'd bet you $100 on this.
Well, we'll never know because I didn't count the cookies.
Check the cameras.
I'll know. I'm 100% honest because I'm responsibility to my I'm responsible to my honesty today.
Boy.
Brother.
Well, you know, all that's left is our responsibility to ending the show on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about there. Shelley, what would your final word on responsibilities be?
You had a boss at Earthlink named Ed Martinez.
Great
passed
guy.
Away. Yeah, he was a great guy. He passed away from cancer. And I actually painted this little plaque out of something that he said once, and I was looking at it the other day because I forgot that it was still on the wall in the bedroom. Because he said to Bruce, life is a gift and I will not waste it. That's my first responsibility.
There you go. Mark?
I have to be responsible to carry out my higher power's will for me.
If you like what you're getting,
keep doing
what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, do something different. So if you're not being responsible, be responsible. Trust in your higher power. Let him control everything you do. Shelley. Hello.
What?
We have friends.
Still?
Well, I don't know. I haven't checked lately. We've got Ruby.
We've got Ruby. Hi, Mom.
It may not be Mom.
It may not be Mom. That's true. Yes, if you go to 12stepgazette.com and .com/IE, you can read the 12stepgazette.com, that publication. It's a recovery publication. Go online, read it, enjoy it. You can probably contact one of those two places to get copies to strew about the facility of your choice and whatnot.
And whatnot. Mark.
Yes.
People listen to the show.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
So, well, however they listen, we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
However, if you don't yet go to our site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net.
Yep.
When you get there, it'll take you to our Podomatic site.
Yep. Because
we're podcasters.
Yep.
Right, Bruce? We're podcasters.
Yes.
We're not radio personalities.
Yeah, no, we're podcasters.
Podcasters.
Apparently, that's the thing now. You're not in radio, you're a podcaster, and that gets you extra props.
Yeah, so...
I have no idea why.
I don't either, but that's fine. We're podcasters.
But we get extra props.
So anyway, take you to Podomatic, and you can listen to the show there. You can become a member of Podomatic. Once you do so, you can like shows. You can go listen to past recordings.
You can like those, too.
You can like those, too.
Follow.
You can follow. You can leave comments. You can leave... topic suggestions would be awesome.
Yes, you can.
And you can add us to your playlist for all your rock and party needs.
Absolutely. If you are Facebook friendly, it's really, really, really easy to join Podomatic. When you go to, like if you go to like or something and you're not a member, it's going to ask you if you want to become one. You can choose the big giant blue button that says log in with Facebook. And if you click that and you are currently logged in with Facebook, it will log you in like right now and you're already a member. They will not spam you. They will not send you anything except they will send you any show you follow. It will send you an email announcement that a new show has been posted. If you are Facebook friendly, it's you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. We post shows there as well and other goodies. If you want to be more anonymous on Facebook, you can like the Recovery 101 radio, or you can join the Recovery 101 secret group. Now, because it's a secret group, you're not going to be able to find it. So you need to message us on the Recovery 101 radio show fan page, or send Bruce Burnett or Shelley Burnett or Bill Piper or any number of people an email, and they will add you to the group. You got to be a friend of ours first to be added, so you may need to send a friend request as well, but we will add you to the group toot sweet. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topic suggestions there and rants and raves and stuff, although a lot of those things we prefer you do in comments at Podomatic, but you know, however you want to do it, it's okay. If you are in a recovery band or you are a recovery performer and you want us to help you promote your music, you can send us a couple of MP3s, whichever ones you would like us to promote. Send us a picture and a link that you would like that picture to be clickable to go to when someone's on our page, and we'll do it for free and for fun. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly don't. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Our new friend Jamie.
Our new friend Jamie. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
And beggars and bums and thieves, come gather round for your daily reprieve. All of us here are soaked in sin. Brothers and sisters, I call you my kin. We shipped out to sea. We toasted the captain while sunk to our knees. We made it to shore by the skins of our necks. We share the scars we received from the wreck. Fathers repeated, the restless, the discontent and disheveled, the young heretics and the rousers of rebels. Now sing with me. Proud fight until my dying breath. proud fight until my dying breath. See, I'll fight this proud fight until my dying breath.